Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Reclaim your power and learn to live your most amazing life with Mike Murphy on The Creation Frequency. Mike explores authentic and relevant truth and powerful conversations with some of the world's most renowned game changers. This hit show taps the dynamic principles of the creation frequency to unleash unlimited infinite potential and guide you to manifesting the highest possibilities of your heart. Level up your life and rewire your programming. Think new thoughts and create true freedom. Let's expand energy, build true health and explosive frequency consciousness together. Powerful people, powerful conversations, powerful listeners. Infinite possibilities, fostering peace and joy with an unfiltered heart. Now, here's Mike Murphy.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Creation Frequency Radio Show. And I'm your host, Mike Murphy. And it's great to be back. You know, I've taken a couple, about 6 weeks off now, I think. We did on the old show, Real News with Mike Murphy. People were getting, well, one, it was an amazing amount of work. And I was spending about 6-7 hours a day researching all the stories of the day. And a lot of people, I'll give you some feedback. Here's some feedback I got from a listener. Mike, I really struggle with your posts. This has to do with Facebook posts, but the show is about that too. I think of coaches as unifiers, not dividers. You work for an organization that promotes healing and hope, which is my own organization. And your posts are not congruent with that position. Well, obviously this person didn't like my post. And basically I said to him, I said, listen, I just post stories. You know, I go to alternative news sites. I see something interesting, whether it's pro-Trump, anti-Trump, pro-Biden, anti-Biden, pro-mask, anti-mask. I just put stories out there because I want people to think and try to figure out what's going on. I think we're living in very dangerous times, and I'm going to touch on that briefly. But the old show was probably more, a lot of news stories. I tried to spin them in a positive light, but the world has gotten so negative. I felt like, you know, I'm an author. I wrote this book called The Creation Frequency. It's a unique way to manifest and use the law of attraction to bring in the dreams of your life. And so we decided to take a little break, take a little breather, and then come back with a new show. I'm excited tonight. We got three great guests, people that have been exposed to the book and the material. And so we're going to take a deep dive into the law of attraction, how it works, using my unique philosophy concept called the creation frequency. And it really is unique. And I hope you'll pay attention. I hope you'll gather this because as on one level, the world is falling apart today in like no time in history, at least in my lifetime. I'm 63 years old. I've never seen things unravel like they're unraveling right now. But at the same time, we live in two worlds. You know, we live in the physical world. And I call this the third dimension, the frequency of light and its duality. You know, in this physical world that we live in, you can't have good without evil. You can't have hot without cold. You can't have black without white. And that's what holds everything together. But there's another frequency, another dimension. For example, right now, okay, someone might be downloading a Netflix thing and it's flying right by me. Someone might be texting someone in China. I'm in Medellin, Colombia. Somebody might be texting somebody in America. So all these vibrations, energies, frequencies are happening all around us. And in today's world, you know, we can only take care of our own collective consciousness. You know, I'm responsible for me individually, what I do, how I think, how I act, and what I become. That's me. But we are all affected by this collective consciousness. You know, in the great book, The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle, he talks about the individual pain body, but he also talks about the collective pain body, okay? And that's what we're experiencing. Everything is going perfect. I'm going to wake up tomorrow feeling down or depressed or sad because I'm picking up that collective consciousness. I'm picking up that energy. And we're all affected by that. And so it's really, really important that we understand this and how it works. And most importantly, how we can create a better life for ourselves, or for our significant other, our children, our family, our parents, our friends, our relationships. And if we all do that, we're going to have an impact on that collective consciousness. You know, tonight's the night before I know it's the biggest election of my life. And it's one of the reasons I'm not in America right now. I don't want to be around for what's going to probably happen. I hope it doesn't. I pray it doesn't. But every indication is that we're going to have more George Floyd type riots. And I was there. I have a business in Oakland that got destroyed in the George Floyd riots. And I think it's really, really important that we put out as much good positive energy as we can. Now, I've done a lot of research on these presidential candidates. And in my opinion, in my humble opinion, based on a lot of research, I think all of the United States, most of the United States Congress, if not all, the Senate, the House, the courts, most of those people are corrupted. Our country has been corrupted. We've been infiltrated probably since they started the Federal Reserve Bank, maybe since the beginning of the country, I don't know. But definitely since they killed, assassinated John F. Kennedy, things have continued to get worse and worse and worse. And what's scary now is this division between us Americans. You know, I have four siblings, and unfortunately my mother's gone, but my father. So that's six of my family. Four of us are pro-Trump, and two of them are pro-Biden. And really, it creates animosity just in our little family thing there. And when I say I'm pro-Trump, I don't know if Trump's good or bad, to be honest with you. I know the other guy's bad. Okay, I've been following this Hunter Biden story. I've been following, if you really want to know what's going on, there's gnews.org, gtv.org. And the reason I had to shift gears with this show is I got kicked off of Vimeo, and I'm part of the Transformation Talk radio team, and I don't know how many other radio hosts or talk show hosts or whatever, 30, 40 other people. And I don't want to be responsible for taking down that entire network. And they did kick the whole network off. I think they got them all back but me. I got censored twice on YouTube. So I ask you, what is this censorship all about, right? What is going on that we can't have a discussion? And if you think the media is telling you the truth, when I say media, I mean Fox, CNN, MSNBC, man, they lie and they lie and they lie, all of them. They're all paid liars. They're reading. I'm not reading right now. They're all reading, or they have a script and they have a storyline that they're paid. I think Rachel Maddow makes, and I think Sean Hannity makes $29 million. They are highly paid propagandists, liars, talking heads that are pushing an agenda. And it's a pyramid, ladies and gentlemen. And you and me, we're at the bottom. George Carlin said it's a big club, but you and me ain't in it. And that's the truth. But those people are very, you know, they're only a couple levels ahead of us, okay? And then above them in the middle, you probably got Bezos of Amazon and Gates at Microsoft, and now Gates of the vaccine and all this stuff. But there's people at the very, very top. And I'm going to read one thing. I sent out a newsletter, and if you want to go to Mike Murphy Unfiltered, every week I'm going to put all my negative stuff or all these stories. I'm going to put the truth. I spend 20 to 30 hours a week researching the truth just because there's two quotes that motivate me. Let me share them with you right now. One is by Edmund Burke, and he says, "The only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing." And that's what I think is, you know, and I'm responsible for that. You know, when things were good and everything was going great, hey, I was busy playing golf, I was busy having fun, I was busy, you know, doing my thing. And as the country slipped down and down and down and down, we saw it, but we didn't react. We didn't do anything. And now it might be too late. I hope not. And the other one is Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who lived in World War II, and he was a German. And he said that a righteous person is one who lives for the next generation. So I'm 63 years old. I mean, I don't have much time left. I have a great life. I could be playing golf every day, traveling, enjoying my life. But I have four children, seven grandchildren. And I also believe that on one level, and this is what the creation frequency is about, is that we're all connected. There's only one massive heart of energy, of love. And we are so divided right now. And it's not only destroying the United States of America, it's destroying the entire world. And I want to read, this was Carlo Vigano. He's an archbishop. And it's a big, long, open letter that he wrote to President Trump. But I just want to touch on it briefly. And then we're going to go back into the creation frequency and bring on the guests, okay? A global plan called the Great Reset is underway. And I study this, guys. There's Agenda 21. There's Agenda 2030. There's all kinds of stuff going on. And I know most people don't have time. Most people are busy working to feed their family and create their life. But I have time and I pay attention. And so its architect is a global elite. And those are the very people, people you don't even know about. People, you know, they're not on the Forbes 500. A global elite that wants to subdue all of humanity, imposing coercive measures with which to drastically limit individual freedoms and those of entire populations. It's going on right now. It's happening. In several nations, this plan has already been approved and financed. In others, it is still in the early stage. Behind the world leaders who are and executors of this internal project, there are unscrupulous characters who finance the World Economic Forum and Event 201. And that came out last October about the pandemic. They did a whole day workshop on it before it even happened, promoting their agenda. The purpose of the Great Reset is the imposition of a health dictatorship aiming at the imposition of huge measures hidden behind tempting promises of ensuring a universal income and canceling individual debt. And that's what they're talking about in Canada right now. You can read more about that on my website, MikeMurphyUnfiltered.com. But they're talking about forgiving all debt, but you won't have any assets. They're going to give you money. They're also going to put a vaccine in you called ID 2020. If there's a patent, Microsoft. The last six is 06060666666, Mark of the Beast. It'll have your money in it. In the patent, they talk about adding cryptocurrency to your bloodstream. And so they want to get rid of cash. They want to turn us into slaves. And if we don't wake up, if we don't start paying attention and uniting to the truth, not fighting over whether Trump's a good guy or a bad guy, over Russian collusion or Russian hope, because the truth is out there, you have to dig. And that's what my weekly newsletter is going to be about, with links to articles, links to proof, links to truth, not this media circus. You know, if you want to go insane, I tell you exactly how to do it. Every night for 30 days, you watch MSNBC, Rachel Maddow, for example, or Brian Williams, or any of them. And then the next hour, you watch Sean Hannity or Tucker Carlson, and you will go nuts. Same story, two different lies, and you'll never get the truth. All right, so that's enough of that. So anyways, that's my whole point. So I hope if you want to get my weekly newsletter, which will have all these facts and these truths in it, it's MikeMurphyUnfiltered.com. Just give us your email address. It's right there on the website. We'll send you the every week we'll send you the newsletter, and you can see what's going on in the world. I spend 30 hours a week. I'm going to really put a lot of time and effort to give you the truth so that we can unite and quit being divided while they take our freedoms and they take our money. And pretty soon they're going to take our lives. So that's really important. All right, so now we're going to move on to the exciting part. That's this book I wrote called The Creation Frequency. It's a very, very unique way to use the law of attraction. The book is dirt cheap on Amazon, and I have an app that's free, and we're going to talk about how that works tonight. But I want to welcome to today's show. Right now we have Joseph, I think, from Albuquerque, New Mexico. We have John in, I think, Monterey or Carmel, California. And we have Beth, and I'm not even sure where Beth is, maybe Pennsylvania. So is Joseph, are you here?
Yes, I'm here.
Welcome. John?
I'm here.
John, welcome. And Beth, are you here?
Yes, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Beth. Beth is on the phone. So we're going to go in this order tonight, so because I want to have to do a little round robin, and if you if you have something really that you really want to say, just interrupt and jump right in. But we'll start with Beth, and then we'll go with Joseph, and then we'll go with John. And just for sake of introduction, I've known John, you know, probably long before I wrote this book, probably over 30 years, and he was probably around in the 12-step programs where I met the guy that taught me all this stuff. Joseph, somehow we met today, and Beth, she emailed me a while back and was going through some personal problems, so we had a little bit of conversation around that. So here's what I want to know. First of all, let's start with this. Beth, are you familiar with the law of attraction, and have you used it in your life?
Absolutely.
Okay. And have you read The Creation Frequency or explored any of that kind of stuff that I'm talking about?
I just finished the book this past week, and
awesome.
I've gotten started in the course.
Okay, perfect, perfect. Yeah, I do have an online course too, folks. If you want to know more about that, you can go to thecreationfrequency.com and there's more information there. Let me ask you this, Beth. Are you currently living the life of your dreams?
No, not at all.
And I know that you had an accident. That's one thing we had in common. I had one recently as well. So I understand the brain fog. I understand the, you know, how more difficult that makes life. But why aren't you living the life of your dreams right now?
I went from Genius IQ teaching people from all over the world down to maybe a second grade IQ, not able to find my way home a mile from the house. The day after my last birthday, I was sitting at a red light in a line of traffic, and a woman on her telephone never saw the light, the traffic, or me. Hit me full force and, you know, broke my teeth, broke my glasses, a low back injury, and a really severe concussion with brain damage was the result. To make matters worse, State Farm insured both of us. I was found to be 0% at fault. They didn't pay for one prescription. They didn't pay the neurologist. They've left me holding thousands and thousands of dollars worth of medical bills. They refused the doctor's orders for help, you know, household help. I can't have the physical therapy that was ordered. I was stripped of everything. My savings are gone. My 401k is gone. I'm living on food stamps that are about one half to one third of what a normal person would spend. And I can't get the medications I need. Now, that sounds bad, right? But out of that, my intuition popped up its head just enough to guide me to a book. I saw it online by a famous neurologist in Colorado who has used all kinds of alternatives and has had great success. He's really well known for working with sports teams, and they're doing tremendous help to, you know, many sports players get concussions. But by using even just one of his things, that's all I could afford, I started getting memories back from the 70s.
Awesome.
You know, for a woman that couldn't find her way home from a mile away, that was pretty amazing. And then little by little, even though my cognitive brain really sucks, like the email I sent to you today took me 3 hours to write. I mean, it's just craziness. But out of all of that, my intuition has started coming back in blurbs. Yep. And so I wanted to write a line to somebody online on Facebook about uses for cayenne. I ended up writing 10 paragraphs. I used to have a medical photographic memory from when I was in college. And, of course, all of that was gone with the injury. But I figured there's always a reason behind things. And... Yep.
Let me interrupt because we only have about 40 more minutes and we got two other guests. But here's what I want to ask you, because you're kind of like a stroke victim. You're kind of learning how to do everything all over. And in my book, I talk about breaking our life into six areas. So obviously one is personal development, which in your case, I think would be regaining your health. So I would put that as a high priority of something you have to manifest again, is getting your health back and your mind back and all that. And then also, it sounds to me like money is a big issue in your life right now. Am I correct in both of those?
Absolutely.
Okay. So let's talk about what is most important for you right now, the health or the money to get back?
Well, unfortunately, it takes the money to get your foot in the door with a neurologist.
Yeah.
Okay, so the money has to come to bring the health.
Let's just stay on that for a second, okay? So are you working now, or do you have a level of income? Are you able to work? What's going on there?
I'm subsiding barely on Social Security. That's it.
Okay. So you have some money. You just need more. So now that you can use that money to work on your health. Is that correct?
That and to really get back to my sole purpose.
Okay.
Because that is the ultimate motivator.
There's no doubt. And so what the mystery man taught me and what I talk about in my book is we would break all that into six areas of your life, and we would write six different intentions, okay? Not the intentions would be what you desire in the perfect world today. So you would write it as if it already exists. So we would write an intention for you that you have enough money, okay, coming into your life to where you could then get your health back and get working on your soul's purpose again. So let's do that for a second. Okay, I want you to describe to me, okay, the perfect financial situation for you to get back with your life. Explain it to me. Draw me a picture so I can see it in my mind's eye.
All right.
For example, how much monthly income do you need?
I really feel that I need at least $10,000 a month for the medical expenses and living expenses at a very low level.
Okay. And have you ever made $10,000 a month?
No, but there were times in my life when I earned quite a bit.
Okay. So this is perfect because in 1982, when I met the mystery man, okay, I probably never made more than $2,000 a month. And one of my intentions in my book, I think it was week four, okay, when I showed up at his doorstep and I said, I want to create an intention and I want to make $10,000 a month. Now, this was 1982, and it probably took about 18 months before I made my first $10,000 a month. Okay. Prior to that, I didn't have a chance to make it. It was impossible. It was impossible for me to make that kind of money. But he taught me how to write an intention, okay, as if it already existed, because there is no difference between our imagination and our physical reality. This is where it starts, okay, and then we link powerful emotion to that, and then it must come into my physical reality. So I'm going to take a little break and I'm going to move on to Joseph, but while I'm talking to Joseph, I want you to, if you can, I don't know where you are, you know, I know you're on the phone, but if you have a pen or pencil or anything, or just use it in your mind, I want you to start writing an intention of what that feels like, what it looks like, where you get the money, you know, and what it's like getting that check every month, okay? I want you to start writing that intention either in your mind or on a piece of paper, and I'll come back to you in a few minutes, okay?
Thank you.
Okay. Joseph, my man, how are you?
Very good. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you so much for joining us. I read your email, so you got my book somewhere, and then it was raining, and you spent 7 hours while your car was getting fixed, and you read my book. Is that correct?
That is correct. I was waiting for my car to get a tune-up and an oil change, and because of COVID, there was no waiting room, and I was standing outside underneath a tree, and I mean standing because there was no place to sit down. But at the same old time, I was like in my own zone with your book, and just absorbing every minute of it. And even though that it took way longer than I thought, even more than they said it would take, I was really, really happy because it allowed me to read your whole book in one sitting, so, or one standing, I should say.
One or two sentences or a paragraph, what's your takeaway after reading?
Oh, wow. I just resonating with it, resonating with everything you said, you know, with your experience, you know, and relating it to my life experience and, you know, what the mystery man shared with you and what's possible, you know, with knowing that and why do we grow up, you know, going through the school system and everything, even higher education, university and everything, and never know that. You know, and so our default mode is very very risky and very counterproductive to what we want to do in our life. And so when I read your book, I just said, "Wow!" I got so excited, and I signed up for your course as well, probably like the next week. So I'm right now taking the course. I'm still in the course right now. And I'm applying it already in my life.
What excites me, you know, when the mystery man taught me all this, And I was so desperate. You know, I mean, I had that going for me. I was desperate to try anything. So he had me. But he explained that we live in this field of infinite possibilities. You know, there's this electromagnetic field that holds all these atoms together. And when you break everything down, it's atoms and then particles of atoms and then the nucleus and then the electrons and the protons. But in between that is space. And that's the field. That's the energy. That's what Tesla said, the vibration that holds everything together, the frequency. So we live in this field of infinite possibilities, but we have to break through this conscious conditioning, this programming that they've taught us, and understand that almost everything is possible for us to succeed here. What we can believe, we can achieve. So let me ask you this. Are you living the life of your dreams right now?
I am. Without a doubt. I'm just so excited because my whole commitment is to be of service, to my community, to people other than myself, and being in service to something larger than myself. And so that in itself right there is it, you know, where everything else is like icing on the cake, you know. But just to be of service is something that I get excited in the morning to get up and another day and doing that. Specifically, I work in a horticultural program at a 14-acre open space, you know, it's public space. And, right away I started using your book. I'm going to write this down. I'm going to line myself up as best as I can with what I know. And I want to create a space for a community orchard in this public space. And, okay. All of a sudden things are lining up and the community orchard is already happening. There's people like actually working on it, you know, and that's for kids to come and learn, how to grow food and work in the community orchard, a public space where people can relax and enjoy nature. You know, so all these beautiful things are happening.
Beth said earlier, and it brought to mind synchronicity or serendipity, that she found a book about this neurosurgeon or neurospecialist because she has a neurological problem, right? And that's how, when we're open and we're paying attention and we're grateful and we're looking forward and we're excited, then these things happen. So in your life, you know, you have this vision, this purpose, the desire to serve children is what I'm hearing through horticultural. Is that what I'm hearing? What are you doing and what's it look like and how's it feel?
Well, the students I work with are everything from graduate students at the University of New Mexico, to high school students, middle school, people coming out of incarceration, kids on probation, and I mix them all up together so that they could learn from each other on their different life experiences and find the commonalities that they have, you know, as humans with each other, instead of being, you know, well, I can never do that, or I can never do this, or, you know, because of my past, I'll never be able to accomplish this or go on to graduate school or, you know, any kind of school. And so I mix it up together, and then we learn from the plants as teachers, and we learn from the ecology about relationships, and we apply that into the students' experiences. When they go back to school, they can take this wisdom that they learned from the curriculum back into their other subjects, whatever their field of study is, because they're all different majors. But it's really basically learning from the earth how to be a human being.
I love it. Is this your job, profession, career, business? How does this work?
Yes, I'm the director of the garden program. I actually, you know, I founded the program, and I also teach community-based learning at the University of New Mexico.
Do you guys grow vegetables?
Yes, we do. Marketing.
So let me just share this with the audience, because I'm here in Medellin, Colombia, and I'm in my apartment here now, but I have a 40 minutes from here, I have a 20-acre farm that I was walking around today. And we're growing our own vegetables because we're working on creating a healthy retreat center where people will come to detox using fresh juice and fresh vegetables. So maybe perhaps we can have a further conversation on, you know, what you're doing and how it can fit into what we're doing here. Because that's the beauty of it. And working with the land and the soil in our hands, these technology thing is killing us, right?
Yeah.
And we got to get back into nature. So who do you work for doing this?
I specifically in that program, I work for the it's an organization called La Placita Institute. It's a nonprofit. that helps people in all different life situations to go where they want to go, and we provide resources, you know, for them in the community so that they can navigate that, you know. So it's really learning how to navigate different systems so that they can apply it in their life and start to expand their opportunities. And then the University of New Mexico part is because I teach community-based learning. I bring both together. So it's the university and the community together in this agricultural space.
Okay, so in every area of your life, what about family, relationships? Is that perfect for you right now?
Well, I'm single. I would love to have a girlfriend or a wife.
Okay. So I'm going to move on to John. And while we're doing that, I want you to, if you take a couple minutes, and I want you to, when I come back to you, be able to read it to me because you wrote it out, or be able to describe an intention, 2, 3, 4 sentences, a paragraph, whatever it is, that this person is in your life now, blessing you as you do this work to give back to others. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, we'll be back to you in like 5-10 minutes. Mr. John Richmond, how are you, young man?
I'm fantastic, Mike, but I'm going to get better.
All right, good to see you. So let me
ask you,
before we went live on air, you suggested that you might have some questions for me around this creation frequency. If you do, I'd love to answer them right now.
Well, you know, one, for instance, I'm a musician, as you know. I've done some voiceover work for Mike that I was very honored by. Thank you for that, Mike. And for example, years ago when I played guitar, we had that's a 440 tuning fork, and that's what the A string is tuned to. We used to, now there's tuners, digital tuners, and you can do all that. I have a Tibetan bell right here that I ring, and it clears energy, bad energy, out of the room. You know, there are so many parallels to our lives, Mike. You know, we both followed very much Wayne Dyer. I read 13 out of his 31 books. I've seen him live twice. You know, Marianne Williamson, Return to Love. You mentioned love a lot in this fabulous book. To the vibrational thing, I always knew I felt really good after playing a gig, and I knew that was my passion, my purpose. And if you want to find your purpose, is you find out what you're really good at and you go give it away. And I'm glad you got into that toward the end of your book, you know, with the mystery man and the generosity and you know, doing whatever we can to give to charities, our time, talents, and whatnot. You know, they're okay, back to the vibrational frequency. I was with James Von Prague. Do you know who he is, Mike?
I've heard the name, but I don't know exactly what.
Yeah, he's really big in the spirit world, and I was telling him my story, and I mean, he's been on Oprah many times. He had his own TV production. You would definitely know him to see him. He was appearing at the Sunset Center, and I was his personal limo driver. And I told him my story, and he told me he thought that I was an audio clairvoyant or an audio audience, as you mentioned in your book. And that if you really look that up, it's we can hear things that the normal person, it's outside of their range. And a lot of musicians have this, but... So, Mike, anyway, I can go on, and I don't want to get off track. So,
but let me ask you this then. Is there an area in your life that you'd like to improve upon?
Yes. I get mentors in my life, and I have forever, starting with Jim Rohn. And I don't mean to be a name dropper, but, you know, he was Tony Robbins and famous for being Tony Robbins. And you and I both followed Tony Robbins early on. And the thing that I would like to improve in my life would believe more in myself if I really have to.
I love it. Okay, listen.
I'm going out on a limb to say that. It's just because I've gone through a time in my life where I got, you know.
This ties in perfectly with someone I'm working with right now. So say it again. What is it you want exactly? You want to more self-esteem? Don't let me put words in your mouth. What did you say exactly? I can't recall.
No, you know, my confidence level has really come back, Mike. I've been asked to write songs. I've been commissioned to write songs, and I've never been a songwriter. And this is all about creativity. And I see the number 1111 after my years of, once I forgave my stepfather, I kept seeing 333 all the time, waking up at 333, 333. And that was the power of forgiveness.
You said something earlier. You wanted something. I can't remember. I can't exactly rephrase it.
Okay. What I really want is to believe, I guess, the universe enough and trust the universe, because I see 1111. I know Margot was an 1111. And let me tell you what, those are angels telling us all we got our backs. All we have to do is ask.
Yeah, but I want to see it on you right now. What is it you want?
Okay. I would like to believe more in my ability to pursue my passion without the financial. I've been retired for 2 years, and I've just gone back to work as a real estate agent. Making music as an entertainer right now is not in the cards. I know that. I don't really want to make the big time. I'm already okay. So that's basically it.
So, but I'm still confused. So if I'm confused, I know you're confused. So this is why I want to unconfuse us, so we can get crystal clear and write an intention that is going to bring you what you want without a lot of effort. And it will happen naturally and easily if we get it clear and concise, because we have to get through the conscious mind into the subconscious mind where all the power is. And let me elaborate for 1 second. So for all of you listening and everybody on the show and myself and my wife sitting right here, every single one of us has a supercomputer called a subconscious mind. And right now in each of us, it's taking in 1 million bits of information every second. That's 1 million bits of information every second in this supercomputer called subconscious mind. But it uses 40 bits of information to deliver to our conscious mind, because that's all the conscious mind can handle. So how does it know out of this million bits of information what 40 bits of information to give us? Well, we tell it, but we don't tell it concisely, and we don't tell it clearly, and we don't tell it often enough, so it's confused, so we're confused. But once we create these intentions around these six areas of our life, we eliminate all this confusion. For example, I'm gonna move into this. I'm working with a guy right now. He's one of the greatest amateur golfers in the world, and he's missing putts that are a foot long, right? Because his mind is all messed up. And he wrote me some intention, and basically, I'm gonna read it real quick, okay? I'm a great putter for many reasons, including being a great green reader. Very seldom I'm fooled by the break of the putt, blah, 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 blah. At the end of the day, he can't make a putt. His mind is goofed up. So I wrote a new one, okay? It goes like this, and I want everybody to get this when they write their intentions, whether it's in sports or whether it's finding your purpose, whether it's making a living writing music instead of having to sell real estate that you may not like, and you love music, but you can't make money doing that. I get all this. So I wrote this for him. I love how I become such a great putter. In fact, I love everything about putting, and I take great pride that I've mastered the best way to putt that very few people have ever been able to master. I mastered the side saddle method of putting, and I am known for it all over the world. I love, now remember, see how I'm attaching emotion to this? I love that I'm such a great reader of greens. This ability has served me greatly throughout my very prestigious career. Now, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but what I'm getting him to do is erase all this negative programming and get rid of all this, give him a technique that comes from the heart. You know, the longest, hardest journey any of us will ever make is about 18 inches long. We go from here and we live from here. But most of us live here. What happens? We hear a song, reminds of us this, or that relationship ended. Thought, feeling, and action, whether drugs, alcohol, promiscuity, and we lose our way. I say, hey, live here, feel our way through life. Use this as a tool to bring into us, use the power of our thoughts attached to this amazing emotion called love and gratitude and being of service. And then all this stuff will come to us. And so now that subconscious mind is looking for these things to deliver to my conscious mind. But more importantly, then I teach people to record it in an app that we give away for free. It's embedded with theta brainwave music. Okay. And we give you a relaxation script. And so now you record it in your own voice. You listen every morning into this relaxation script, and we put you in a self-hypnotic trance. Now we're able to pierce the conscious mind, get into the subconscious mind, and then we read into this app. It's a recorder embedded with theta brainwave music. We read these intentions, okay, from your case, John, okay? I love the fact that my music, that people just resonate and love my music. And I love how they pay me to perform. And I love how I'm selling more and more CDs, and people, more and more people are downloading my music, and more people are being blessed by my music, my words, my intention, my power, my love, my gratitude. And you listen every morning, every night. Now here's the magic, ladies and gentlemen. When we're listening, we're reprogramming the mind. We're telling the subconscious mind what to happen. But as Tesla said, if you want to understand the universe, you have to understand energy, vibration, and frequency. That's all that's going on here. So when I'm listening, guess what? That vibration, that frequency, that energy is going out into the universe. And now all of a sudden, this guy shows up with needs me in his bank. Or this guy shows up that wants to pay me to make music for him. Or this thought comes from the field of unlimited possibilities of how to create this. Or the right instructor shows up, or the right concept, or the right gig, or the right article, or the right, in best case, the right book about neurology. And so this is how it works. See, we got to get clear, we got to get concise, we got to get focused, and we got to do a little bit of work and a little bit of effort. Then it will happen. Okay, so John, I want you to work on writing an intention, and I'm going to move back to Beth, but I want you to just give me, you know, 3-4 sentences of what that would feel like, what it would look like is right now, tomorrow, today, at this moment, you're making a lot of money doing what you love. And I'll be back to you in a minute. Beth, you still with us?
Yep, I'm here.
I apologize, I'm going a little fast, but there's we got a lot to cover and we don't have a lot of time.
That's fine.
Okay, so Beth, were you able to? Yep, go, give it to me.
Okay. I deliberately choose to thrive and not just survive. I tap into the infinite frequency of love and now experience an abundant life of health, wealth, joy, love, compassion, and service. My body heals and becomes strong, flexible, and healthy. I attract the absolute best doctors to help me meet these goals.
I'm going to stop you right there, okay? I'm going to stop you right now because what I want to do, because what you're giving me is one long intention, and which is okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to go that route, but I want to get really concise and clear because for you, we said money is the first thing that has to happen, right? And you had a specific number in mind of $10,000. So give me that first line again and then stop and let me think about it for a second. Give me that first line you wrote.
Okay. I moved away from it, so can I wing it?
Yes, go ahead.
I deliberately attract $10,000 or more into my life every month to provide the medical care necessary to regenerate my body and bring my level of health.
Okay, so in that first statement, you're still attracting it. I want you getting it, okay? I want it. I love how every month that $10,000 shows up in my bank account. That's what I want you to write. But then it's never happened before, so we got to write it in a way that it will get into the conscious mind and into the subconscious mind, which is where the power is. Okay, so
got it.
What could you do today that provides a value where people would pay you for something where you could start creating revenue?
That's the challenge, because my brain's not working to do what I do that way.
Could you be a dog walker?
No, I'm
okay. What can you do?
I have great difficulty walking.
You have a problem walking. Okay, you don't have a problem talking, right?
I have a problem consciously putting sentences together without immense effort.
Okay.
That's why I need some medical care in order to correct the deficit.
Okay. So if you had to come up with $10,000 in the month of November, you had to, okay, or you're not going to live, could you find a way? What would be your first thought?
My first thought is that I have been applying for money from every sweepstakes, grant, you name it, for the last 6 months.
Okay. So I like that, actually.
And so I have put energy into it unceasingly and pretty much 24/7, because I don't sleep but 3 hours. I have been putting out the energy to the universe, and I've been bringing up my energy using theta brain waves. And your work, getting that excitement and feeling what it would feel like to not be afraid
Here's what I want you to do in the next day or two. I want you to write one paragraph, which is 3, 4, 5 sentences, and send it to me. And I don't care how it is. It could be something like this. God, I love applying for all of these sweepstakes. I love applying for all these financial grants. I love how the money goes in. I love this work. I love every day I discover a new way to find new money to bring it into my life. I love going to the mailbox nowadays and opening the mail and collecting checks. I don't care. Something along those lines. I want you to write something like that. And then once we get it right, then I want you to record it. And really, with you, I think it's very important that not only we write this intention around money, okay, then we've got to write one around health, okay, and then we have to write one, tell me about your relationships. Are you have a significant other, children, parents, where are you in relationships?
I live in a vacuum.
Okay.
I have no one.
Okay, so that's not healthy either, right?
No, it's totally not.
So you need to write a 2 or 3 sentence intention around your life. I love how my friends are starting to resonate with what I'm doing. Okay.
Got it.
You don't have any friend out living in a vacuum, okay? Your conscious mind knows that. That's your reality, okay? But it hasn't always been that way. Okay, I'll give you an example. So when I went to the Mystery Man, okay, I'd been divorced for 2 years. I had a 2-year-old daughter, and I wanted my wife and my daughter back, and she hated my guts. Okay? And we write an intention that goes like this. I love how happily married Lisa and I are. I love how Michelle thrives in this marriage. Okay? I write this intention. Then I record. This is 1982. I record it on a cassette tape. And I listen to it every morning, every night. To a woman that hates my guts. All she cares is getting my $200 child support payment. Okay? And never wants to see me again. Okay? But out of that, 6 months later, was it 6 months? Let me think. No, it was probably... It was probably maybe 18 months later. She calls me up after listening to this for 18 months, not every day, not religiously, but ideally every morning, every night. My self-hypnotic trance. She calls me up, asks me out on a date, okay? And we're remarried 6 months later, okay? I had no job. The most I ever made was $2,000 waiting tables. Within 4 months, I own my own restaurant, okay? Within 18 months, I'm making $10,000 a month. I'm engaged getting my family back. I mean, this stuff will work, okay? But you got to be able to, one, you have to do the work, okay? It's not a lot of work. I mean, I spent 7 hours with this guy, and we did the work, and then I listen every morning, every night. So what's that, 10 minutes a day? So it's not a lot of work, but it's understanding the concept and then believing that it will work, okay? That's the battle. And like I said, in my case, I had no choice. Okay, so Beth, I want you to think about what I just said. We're going to finish with you in a second. I want to go to Joseph. Joseph, how are we doing, buddy?
Doing good, thank you.
All right. I hope I'm not talking too fast, but I really want to get to everybody and try to help. Okay, so tell me what you were. What were we working on, a relationship for you?
Yes. So I wrote down, I'm in love and have a relationship with a woman who's in her zone, doing what she loves to do.
Wait, you already put me to sleep, okay? I am so great. Would you be grateful if the perfect woman showed up tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay. So I want some emotion from you. I want some energy. Okay.
Okay.
We're not planting cauliflower in the soil. Okay. We're talking about love. We're talking about lighting your heart on fire. We're talking like you can't sleep. Like you want to stay up all night with this woman and you can't wait to get up and see her in the morning. Okay. So I am so grateful. And you can throw in a spiritual belief if you have one. I might say in mine, I'm so grateful to my Heavenly Father for bringing this magnificent, amazing, beautiful, significant other woman into my life that blesses me beyond my power I'm giving to this. Okay. And then if you want, okay, you can become more specific. Now, there's pros and cons to being specific, but you might not like blondes, okay? So it might have to be a dark hair. You might like dark skin. You might like white skin. Who knows, right? So you want to be as open to any possibility because we're going into the field of infinite possibilities. Mm-hmm. But there's certain things that are going to ring your bell, and mm-hmm. and we're going to tell that subconscious mind what that is. So that subconscious mind will point that person out. And now I'm just talking about physical characteristics. Then we can get into spiritual characteristics that this other person might have that attract you. Mental characteristics. She might like gardening like you, whatever. You with me on this?
I am. So
give it another shot. If you don't have the words okay. right, give me the passion.
Okay. I'm just totally in love with this woman that I met, and we're working on some really amazing things together. We just like click like no one's business. And
are you making this up right now, or you already know this woman?
No, I'm making it up.
Okay. So you had me believing that you met her. I want you, if it's up to you, if you want, I'd be happy to edit it for you. If you want to, of all the things in your life, your physical health, your relationships, it sounds like you're doing good with your job, and your job ties into contribution, and then we have personal development. So would this be your highest priority right now, bringing someone like this into your life?
Oh, yeah, that would be amazing.
So what I want you to do, and you can just write it out in the next few days, email it to me, I'll edit it, and then we can have another conversation. How's that?
Oh, sounds great, Mike. Thank you.
Okay. Guys, listen, my producer's giving me, we're down to 2 minutes, okay? So I just want to tell you I'm so grateful that the three of you were able to get on the show tonight. I hope you got something out of it. I hope the audience gets something out of it. More importantly, we've started something, but, and if you don't have the course and you want the course, just send me an email and I'll make sure you get the course. You have the book. This stuff works, ladies and gentlemen, but it does take a little effort on our part. And then, like I said, in today's world, okay, we need to elevate our personal vibrational frequency to one of love and service and contribution, but also to knowledge and education, okay? So, in Joseph's case, his job, his career, his contribution, it's all going good. And John, he's got this passion, this music, but how do you make money? And then we have Beth over here that's had this terrible accident that's affected every area, and she's like starting over, which, what's wrong with that? She's got to be challenged than most of us, but all of this will happen, but we've got to do a little bit of work. So listen, again, folks, we'll see you next Monday at 5 p.m. Pacific. If you want to get the weekly newsletter with links to articles of what's going on in the world, just go to MikeMurphyUnfiltered.com. Put your email address in there. If you want to know more about the creation frequency, you can go to creationfrequency.com. And with all that said, let's hold the United States of America in our hearts and in our minds for peace and unification. We got to get rid of this. They're conquering us by dividing us. Okay. It's not, great. They're all crooked, ladies and gentlemen. All these politicians are crooked, but we need to hold them accountable. We need to wake up. We need to make it happen. Until next week, move to your heart, live from your heart, use your mind and the power of your thoughts to bring in the desires of your life.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Thank you, Beth.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Beth.
You've been listening to Mike Murphy on The Creation Frequency. Thanks for tuning in, and don't miss the next show on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Mike Murphy and a cast of powerful guests strip away the veil of limitation using the groundbreaking practices of The Creation Frequency. Tune in to unleash the power of your mind. Open the immense energy of the heart to manifest an awesome life filled with true health, wealth, confidence, gratitude, and joy. Unfiltered truth, unfiltered frequency, unfiltered possibilities on The Creation Frequency. For more information on Mike and his work, visit MikeMurphyUnfiltered.com.